This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alan Pollock's here with the tech update. Before we go there real quick, I just want to give a real shout out to our friends at Finastra. They do a great job of creating some great products. I encourage you to check out their POS system. Remember, I misspoke last week. I said they had 14,000. It's 1,400 clients using this product across the nation. You need to check it out. If you haven't, go over to Finastra.com. Look at their mortgage banking systems. A full, complete solution. Third largest fintech company in the world. Alan Pollock, good to have you here, friend. What you got for us?
Good to be here. Happy Father's Day to everybody that is listening, that is a father as well. So a couple of things. One, this stat just blew me away. Groupon was such a big voice, and I think so many companies were using it before COVID. 1 year ago, Groupon had 55 million visitors. They have now dropped to 25 million visitors in May. That's more than a 50% drop. I'm averaging some numbers here. So Groupon is losing some market share. And some of it obviously is COVID related, but the big major drops happen actually December, January. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So I don't know if anyone does any advertising on Groupon, but it's something to think about. One of those things. This is interesting. I don't always switch over to RE/TECH, which is real estate tech, but I saw some things I thought were worth mentioning. This was a great article, and I think it, you know, plays well into what we do every day. Tune virtual buyers into a home set is what the article is called. And it says, when moving from room to room, remember to tell your viewers what the screen technology can't tell them. And true, right? When you think about all the great technology we have, and we've been mentioning the word empathy, right, the last couple of weeks. It's so important to have empathy and remember that you're talking to a human, and technology is a helpful assistant, but it's not a replacement of us as humans. And so remember to let your viewers know what the room smells like when you walk into it. So I thought that was a great article. You can check it out.
We'll put that article link in our show notes.
This is another good one. Realtors can promote live virtual open homes on the HomeSnap platform. And you can do it through your iPad or your iPhone or your Android phone. And what's great is with not only attendance because of COVID, probably people are reluctant to go to open houses. Realtors need a way to be able to advertise. And so having technology available on all your devices anywhere, we call it omni-channel quite often, is a great thing. And if you work at all alignment with any realtors or anyone on the HomeSnap platform, it's something new they have. And of course, for those of you that have those unique relationships with different realtors and builders and such, maybe you want to take a look at it. But realtors can now promote those live virtual open houses. So that's pretty cool. All right. Yeah. So more directly mortgage related stuff. There's a group out there called RMD. It's called Reverse Mortgage Daily. And they're hosting their first ever demo day. And what's unique about it is there's so much going on with reverse mortgages, new programs, new ways to structure those kind of deals, that this is a virtual demo day. It actually is going to occur on September 3rd. And it's going to support all the different technology providers that have signed up for the virtual demo day. If you're interested in getting into reverse mortgages, or are you in that space? I know one of our good friends is, and you'd be able to take a look at that. So RMD, it's called Reverse Mortgage Daily. And David, I thought this was interesting. We talk about data all the time, and you see these articles, right? Are refinancing volumes leveling out? Is the purchase market coming back? Really, it's kind of interesting. I think geographically things change. I think certain areas, home values are still rising. Some are flat. Certain places, inventory is low. Take a look at your data, right? If you want to get a better feel for what your originators are doing out there, and you want to truly understand the kind of loans and is it changing and how does it really affect your business? You can't always go by what you're reading and hearing. Take a look at your data. If you're not doing BI, there's a lot of companies that support it. You can always reach out to TMS advisors as well. But your data tells a huge story. If you haven't started looking at it, you definitely want to do so. But your data will tell you, and you can benchmark that versus what the industry is doing. And actually, David, our good friends at the Mortgage Collaborative, they think they call it the TMC benchmark, where the different members submit certain metrics and they get to benchmark themselves versus the rest of the collaborative, which is a very interesting thing. Yeah. So if you're a member of TNC, you can make sure you check that out. This is another good one, David. This is really important. There's a lot of scams with COVID going on. The article that M Report calls them fraudsters. I love when we give them a positive spin. You know, fraudster sounds like a cool word, but with the skill of digital marketing, they're targeting victims through online ads, email solicitations, you name it, search terms like forbearance, refinance. And the scammers do two things. The two most important things that were mentioned in the article. First is the scammers may insist that homeowners make mortgage payments to them while they negotiate with the lender. And the second is they may even ask the homeowner to sign papers or loan modifications that get buried in a pile of a document that surrenders title. So borrowers are getting confused. So technology that you offer to your borrowers that is direct and secure engagement is extremely critical. And I know that there's not a lot of technology solutions right now in our industry that are supporting the request for forbearance or for other options. So they're continuing to come out. I think there's a lot of innovation around that. In the next couple of months, we'll start to see some unique things happen there. But more importantly, just call your lender. And if you need to advise your clients and their friends to call their lender directly, you want to have them do that. But anyways, I thought that was really interesting. And there's a CFPB site that actually talks about that. So I think technology will help fix that. But the fraudsters continue to fraud us. And you want to take a look and be careful of that. When we talk about rate resets, right, we look at opportunities, prepayment risk, technology. So HSBC just partnered with a company called Rate Reset. They're calling it the Knock Knock platform. That's K-N-O-C-K.
Yes, sir. And saw this.
And it's branded as Easy Reset. Basically, when a customer is ready for their rate reset, they're trying to send them through a digital experience to help them refinance and recapture that business. Fantastic idea. Another innovative way to use technology and just help keep that customer's digital journey intact, the relationship intact. So kudos to HSBC. I know TD Bank's done a lot of great stuff in that kind of area as well. So all good stuff. Yeah. And then the other thing, David, really to talk about is technology adoption. And this is really unique. We write tech wrong application and we seem to fail on the fact that we want all these great technology solutions, especially in a time like this where we have to acquire a lot of technology. I think we were getting to a great point before this year where things were slowly costing us less money. But now we've got to reinvest in more technology, right? We know that borrowers are not going to come face-to-face and door-to-door as often. We know that we need those digital experiences to support more of that. We want more empathy. And so adoption is such a critical part. So I'm going to start off today by mentioning one part of it, but next week I think we'll talk a little bit deeper about it, but I didn't want to leave us hanging on the wire. Housing Wire Pulse has a fantastic article, and I think we briefly mentioned it, how technology adoption falls short of expectations and how mortgage lenders can ensure that their teams actually leverage the software they're paying for. And the article talks about a gym analogy. And the gym analogy is you only get the results if you use it. You can't just join a gym and lose weight or get more fit, right? You have to actually use it. And it's the very same thing with technology. And we know that changing our process with our technology vendors as we implement it is very hard. There's integrations, there's data formats, there's things that sometimes are just way over our heads as lenders. And so it takes time. And we have to make sure that one, we've prepared well. We can't leave it up to the vendors to help us prepare. The vendors are only going to prepare for what they know, and we can't blame them for what they don't know. And each of our operations as lenders runs completely different. Not everyone is exactly the same. And those legacy systems have to be aligned. And sometimes they're not systems, they're processes. And believe it or not, legacy processes are just as hard to modify or change as they are of older systems. Sometimes it could be even harder. And so how do we ease in the process? How do we slow roll? How do we get those great trainers, those supportive folks within our organization that have the message from our top leadership and continue to bring that message forward and show involvement and continuation from everyone involved that we have these small goals we want to meet and we want to celebrate that success. And we include our vendors and we slowly ease in more features and more of that. I'll leave you with that thought today. If you're in the middle of a technology project, either you've gone sideways, and by the way, Andy Schell's wife is a consultant that deals with some of these exact projects. I've worked with her on a few and she's fantastic at it. But if you need someone like that, TMS Advisors does a great job of that, but you need someone that can help you better frame that technology project so that it is truly going in the right direction. And I know folks don't like project managers, but you really do need a project manager to help make sure you're dotting those I's and crossing those T's. It is so frustrating when people start doing the blame game and the finger pointing. No one's perfect. Technology's not perfect. Contracts try and make everyone perfect, but it just doesn't work out that way. And so there is a huge human aspect, and that human aspect needs to be there. So we'll talk more about that, but just remember empathy, and these projects are not easy to get over. You want to celebrate success and you want to double think what you're doing. Make sure you're going in the right path.
Thank you so much. I got to double down on the Teresa Schell. She is amazing and has a great amount of knowledge and does a great job. And I appreciate anyone who's willing to take on that role because it's a thankless role. You've done that and you've got open close you work with. And then we got all the other products we had talked about here on the podcast. It's a thankless job at times. I appreciate you bringing her up. That's a good shout out. I appreciate that very, very much, Alan. Have a great one. And I know you work with Tim Ross. So I didn't realize Tim Ross and the Ross Mortgage is so well known across the platform, especially amongst our listeners. So that's good. Thank you so much, Alan. Have a great rest of your week, friend.
You too.
Okay, that was the wrap. Great podcast. Next week, we got to have Rajesh Bhatt coming on, who is CEO and co-founder of Roostify. I recorded this last week as well. Looking forward to this interview. Very, very good. And you'll enjoy it as well. But Be sure to come back and tell others about the podcast. Special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Indicom, Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility RE, Modex, and a whole lot more. Check out our advertiser page. We're so grateful for all of our advertisers. They're so good, and it makes it possible to produce this for you each week. Tell others about it and share it. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.